Jingles.
Welcome to the TK Jingles broadcast for May 12, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This broadcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. Today's show is going to feature six great new songs up front about the cheesery, Gary Braun, exploding metro trains, and more. A feature segment on Kippy Sheeman, a huge segment on the choking dog Washington Capitals, and then in a sort of grab bag of fun jingles. Enjoy. I never guessed, but I should have figured, you're the one who brought that clip. It's in half the tweets you put on Twitter. Come on, man. Gonna stab myself with a cocktail fork if I hear that freaking clip once more. Should have known it was you. Should have known it was you, Saliza. Should have known it was you, Saliza. Should have known it was you, Saliza. That's right, folks. In case you missed it, this past week, he who shall not be named bragged that he was the one that brought the Brian Arakpo, come on, man, what we doing out here, man, clip to the Tony Kornheiser Show, forever ruining those segments where it's played. I know I'm in the minority here, but that clip drives me crazy. I didn't find it funny the first time. I didn't find it funny the 200th time. Sort of like Trots, 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 which again, I'm in the minority, as now we have a sequel, and it's one of the favorite things for them to play on the show. But, you know, it's there's something for everybody with TK Jingles and with Tony's show. And as they always say, just hit the fast forward button. But, man, it was I found it hilarious that Chris, who shall not be named, was the one, you know, as being renowned for driving certain fans of the show crazy, who would also be the one responsible for that clip. All right, so up front here, a quick announcement. TK Jingles Live 2016, June 25th, 7 p.m. at Penn Social in Northwest D.C. It's a great venue, can hold 600 people. We're going to have a really great time. The only downer is that it is a 21 and over venue that Nigel identified here, so if you were coming from out of town and you want to bring your kids, unfortunately, you can't. There's no exceptions. I tried to work it out with management over the last couple of days, and they're really paranoid about laws in D.C. and getting their liquor license revoked or getting some huge fines or something. So, you know, I really hope to see a good turnout there. We'll be mentioning it on this broadcast from time to time. We have all the shirts for those of you that back the show are arriving tomorrow, so I'm really excited to pack all that up and set it out here over the next week or two. I got hundreds of packages to send, so that's going to be a lot of fun. But luckily, John Fitzpatrick and Steve Lipton will be joining me for a wonderful packing party to help get all this stuff in the mail. And on that note, in this opening segment here, we're going to play some songs by both. But first, wanted to play two Jason Fuse songs. One, Wine by the Bottle, about Steve Sands, who I was delighted to hear seems to know everybody's name and be very familiar with the jingles in the show, which is pretty cool, even though he basically insulted Jason by saying, like, who are these people or something when he heard this song. And then another Jason great about Gary Braun, about Gary Braun's Twitter handle, specifically at Braun Film. Brad Weiss with a song about exploding metro trains, downtown train. John Fitzpatrick teaming up with David Mowry on Chessie's Herd. Steve Lipton with a song about the orchid, Science Sealed and Delivered. And then Blair with a wonderful tune about Tony calling out signs on the side of the road.
When I'm buying wine by the bottle, the first thing that I like to do is to pay a visit to Calvert Willie Spirits down on Connecticut Avenue. I'll buy a nice Burgundy or Bordeaux, but mainly I'm hoping to see the man Steve Sands of NBCN. Then I can yell la cheeserie. because he never seems to get tired of little shouting at the top of their lungs. It's his legacy. His professor deemed his writing no good, told him he ought to try doing some TV or maybe sell some cheese.
Him
and you'll question rectum.
And if you want more, there's a place that you can get behind him online.
Get behind him.
At Ron Film.
That's him on Twitter.
At Ron Film.
Twitter.
At Ron Film.
He can hold his liquor.
At Ron Film.
Yes, I said liquor.
At Ron Film.
Double hung window.
At Ron Film.
Man, I don't even know.
At Ron Film.
Sounds like innuendo.
At Ron Film.
In your endo. I don't get it.
Looks like lines orange, red, and blue will be closed for a long time to come. It's marred in disrepair and gloom. It's time for service interruptus. Those metro trains are down and Friendship Heights station's closed. Looks like a nice spot to gather for a marshmallow roast. He says it's the nation's best line of rail. Not that he's ridden one since 1985. It's what kids call an epic fail. Somehow riders make it out alive. How long's it been unsafe? Does it have a sound tax base? What does Mark Fisher say? What does Mark Fisher say? You won't see him too soon on a metro train. Every track, every tunnel is in flames on a metro train.
Chessy is a dog. Man's best friend Tone expected her to fall in line. But Chessie's got her own idea, who's in charge she'll redefine. Chessie's got herself a sheep and she bites him all the time. Yeah, she's clawing him in his eyes, and she's nipping at his ankles, the blood's flowing, and she bites through his clothes all day and all of the night. Don't you know that Tony's Chessie's herd? Mr. Tony's in Chessie's herd. Why did he bite her on the ear like that? She loves the long walks that they take. She always waits to get back home before she'll make. You know she thinks it's so funny when he tries to give commands. He tries to get her to play fetch, but she couldn't give a damn. Tone's got scars up and down his thighs. Training sessions ain't gonna help, you just know it. And he whines on the air, this just isn't right. You know that Tony is in Chessie's herd. Mr. Tony is Chessie's herd. When's she gonna stop biting him like that in Chessie's herd? Mr. Tony is Chessie's herd. Doesn't she know just
who I am. When she gonna stop biting me like that? Ooh, baby, ah! Like a fool, Tony says, just bug was long gone. No more will Sir Luger hear Tone's interrogation. They all get a stay in here. Signed, sealed, delivered, he's ours. Mm-hmm. Tone says, Scott Boras goes to free agency. Old Kip Sheeman says, let's wait and see. Signed, sealed, delivered, he's ours. He's staying here, baby. Signed, sealed, delivered, he's ours.
Woo! For $175 million, you think he'll ever pitch a complete game?
Silver Diner, Ruby Tuesday, Five Guys Burgers, Navy Federal Credit Union, Sleepy's Mattress, No Turn on Red, Starbucks Dry Cleaner, Right Lane Closed Ahead, Take Me South, Rockville Pike, Pass the Words That Blink and Shine, Popeye's Chicken, Emily's Kitchen, all the way to PTI. Princess Jewelers, Dunkin' Donuts, Exxon, Chili's, Seasons 52, Visionary, Doctors for My Eye, Brazilian Bikini Wax, Best Just Drive On By, Take Me South, Rockville Pike. So many signs I must recite. Audi Bethesda, Pets Heart Bethesda, must be in Bethesda, guy on a bike.
Technically Wisconsin Avenue now. Elkbrook Methodist Church. The Container Store. I wonder what they sell there. Cafe au lait.
You know, I say it all the time on this podcast, but you really need to go to tkjinkles.com. I try to keep up with it to curate this show and pick songs, and there's so many that even I miss. It drives me crazy. I mean, I used to be able to keep up with it, but the community has just really grown, and there's so many different players now, and it's so hard to keep track of all the new music. So if you're just listening to this broadcast, even though the intent of this was to play you some of the songs that you don't get to hear on Tony's show, you're still missing out. So check out tkjingles.com today. Leave some feedback for all the talented folks that are writing these tunes. Now I wanted to play a couple of songs about Kippy Sheeman, the guy that used to do weather and news on the show. The first is a collaboration by Justin and Joe called She and Go Away. Then I have a new contribution about Kippy. And then we'll transition to Kippy's replacement with a song by Luke Overbay, Straight Out of Scott Linn.
When you read the news this morning, told us about the new gig you got, we said you dared to us. You really dared to us. Found someone else, everyone says they love his voice. I guess it's over Sheehan, it's really over Kevin. Whoa, despite what you say, you're not welcome near Tony. Now you are to me like Beatrice from Lusby. Look, it's just gotta be this way. Don't worry, Kevin, Jims can read the news okay. But if Sir Liz is walking by and you see him avert his eyes, go away, she and go away. If we meet in studio one day, and even though you think we're okay, go away, Kevin. to me. You don't listen to this show anyway.
When you don't know if it's gonna snow, 'cause your weatherman got a morning show. When a cruise ship wrecks or some crystal meth is killing folks who will laugh at death. I wanna hear the news and fake weather too for 2015, just 2015. But Sheeman called it quits, and just like Beatrice, Kippy's watch is done. Yes, his watch is done. So we start again with a pro named Lynn, 'cause Kippy Sheeman died. Kippy Sheeman died. Who will critique the news when it's read by night? Since Kippy Sheeman died, Kippy Sheeman died.
Yeah, the news is here now, and you know it's coming.
Straight out of Scotland. If you're listening to him deliver news, he will make all the little say Kippy who. No wonder armor, but he's got the heat gear, 'cause the George Michael sweater's on the scene here. The news machine here, with the best words and a voice that can make a Wolverine purr. His tall set intonations and inflections has colleagues in his profession genuflecting. Escape monkeys, he's gotcha. He shoot every story down like cha-cha. You'll love his chestnuts like vodka, like a bush baby tip that came to your mama. Is your mama a prostitute? He don't need to ask, he's got the news. It'll spray the headlines outright. Not Jesse, but he's got the sound bites. He won't laugh at Darwin at work contestants. He is a newsman, natural selection. His verbalizations bring the next evolution in. Scott Lynn, a pro elocutionist. Does he watch the NAM? Not Scott Lynn, 'cause the NAM and GFS watch him. The lesbian coroners and Beatrice's cause of death.
A killer new voice made her faint out of breath.
So when he fires stories, you better duck. The lead former newsman dead to us. Hits the kicker like Hopkins, the mic he's dropping. 'Cause when it's news time, boy, it's coming straight out of Scott Lynn.
Ah, wonderful tributes to Kippy and Scott. I mentioned Barry Trotz earlier and how I'm not a huge fan of Trotz, but I am a huge fan of songs about choking dogs, and I do like the sarcastic angle of that Trotz tune. So I wanted to play a few songs now about your Washington Capitals, who, as always, failed to deliver in the playoffs. I wrote a song last year to a Simon and Garfunkel tune, and I had really hoped that it would become an annual tradition because the Capitals are so reliable for blowing in the playoffs. So I want to play that first. I don't curate Tony's show, so they didn't play it on his show, but I do have some control over this one, so I figure we play it here. So we'll play Choking Dogs, and then five more songs about how the Capitals choke. This is these are some songs by Ed Button, KJ, Joe Arrow, Jason Fuse, Sean Morrissey, Brad Weiss, and then we will end it with the number one jingle of the week, Coach Without a Neck, also about the Washington Capitals.
I watched the Capitals' capitulation play out on a TV station again. Despite their Hall of Fame coach Trotsky, they blew another series lead. What about that new philosophy? The result sure looks the same to me. Choking Dogs of Washington. Choking Dogs. Choke, why do we still watch it choke when we know they'll botch it choke? What makes you think next year will be different? You fall to be each time the playoffs
must begin. On your phlegm, you win lots of games like you always do, but then the cup begins and you choke like dogs again. Yes, each time when you vie for the Stanley Cup, the puck drops and you fall to pieces.
Once upon a time they played so fine, everybody shined, they kicked leagues behind, didn't they? A future Hall of Famer overtaking names, they won a bunch of games in the playoffs, it's the same disarray. Tony always laughs about the way this team would chicken out, how in the fall they seem so stout, but in round two they'll get knocked out. So tonight it's win or die in the city of steel. We know how it feels. Caps are on their heels. Cheese boy transcribed this in the ball. And the Caps break out of this fall, not like a choking dog.
How you doing, DC? You ever wonder why this Caps team just can't seem to put it together when it counts? I mean, historic regular season aside, we all know the final scene, right? Just how it'll go down. And like Pastor Tim, it's not if, but when. Let me tell you about it. Sitting atop the standings, thinking they're the champs. But how have expectations worked out in playoffs past? They'll get up 3-1. And then that's the cue. They're gonna gag it up in round one or two. Choking is the Caps' move. It's the playoffs, so choking is the Caps' move. Hey, DC, don't you feel bad that we're hoovering is to lose? Cause everybody knows that choking is what dogs do.
Seems to happen every spring. That same familiar sting. We thought this guy Trotz would have the right stuff to finally help hoist a cup. But we knew all too well, and the dream went straight to hell. They're the Cubs on ice and they're being led by another Schottenheimer. Sveluga thinks we're cursed. Steve Sands declares to dear Carlos. Brooks Orbic, if he comes in store, please punch him with a shovel. Another season down the drain. And honestly, what's with this rain? Caps choke again, naturally.
Well, at least they didn't lose in Game 7. Of course, there was Ovi's 500th goal. That was pretty much the biggest moment of the year, and in DC sports history, for that matter.
Oh no, another second round will be the funeral. Do they find that skating gets their feet cold? When the game gets started, try to score goals, score goals. Big time in the regular season, big time in the regular season. Each year it's the same old thing, each year it's the same old thing. They can't even spell Stanley, they can't even spell Stanley. Are they ever gonna see round three? Do they know how to count to three? Who gets the play, man? Did Leontes take the spine from the Wizards? Uh-oh, they make us lose our minds every season.
Aye, just give up hoping. Caps keep on choking.
Who gets the blame here? Could be Trotz, it just might be Ovi. They make us lose our minds every season.
Aye, just give up hoping. Caps keep on choking.
Just one more defeat, and the season ends. Back to choking dolls, they do this every year. Turn princes into frogs. What's up, Trotz, Trotz, Trotz? Or are you Burl Ives? We're fighting for our lives.
Oh, Vladimir Lenin.
A coach without a name.
Vladimir Lenin.
He's a coach without a name.
Vladimir Lenin.
Just a coach without a name. The team gets no respect. They got a coach without a name.
There you have it, the number one jingle of the week, Coach Without a Neck, and a wonderful slew of Washington Capitals tunes. The topic, you know, it's one of those things you wish it would change, like RG3 is gone now, so you can't make fun of him anymore, but it's just so reliable every year. Such a shame. So now I wanted to... Oh, Schwitz break.
Oh, it's at a warehouse. It's mighty shady, but we're letting it all hang out. Oh yeah, a warehouse. It's not in a good neighborhood, but it's a right of boyhood. It's at a warehouse. How it came together, no one knows, but keep it on the down low. Just when you think you've seen everything, you read about a hot new steakhouse in the Cleveland scene, yeah, yeah. Your back is aching and you need a steam. And though it might sound crazy, the Schwitz might be just the thing. It's at a warehouse. An unmarked building in a scary part of town. Oh yeah, a warehouse. And if you die, at least you die with a smile on your face next to a warehouse. House, or in the alley, or in the parking lot.
Oh, another wonderful song about the Schwitz. I'd like to remind you all that those songs are available at schwitzsongs.club, the spinoff of tkjingles.com, followed soon by windysongs.pizza, along with other wonderful, wonderful spinoff songs on niche topics that you hate. All right, I think that's about it for today's episode. I've got a lot of work to do over the next month and a half getting ready for TK Jingles Live, so I'm going to do my best to keep this podcast going and keep it funny and interesting, but there's a lot of programming to do and a lot of planning to do, so that may interfere a little bit because I also actually have a job, but I ask you to bear with me and send me your suggestions to podcast@tkjingles.com or on Twitter @JerryNegrelli or on the Facebook. If you're coming to TK Jingles Live, even liver, please RSVP on the Facebook. We want to get a decent head count to get a sense of who's coming to this thing. Hope to see you there. It's going to be a great time. Thank you for listening. I'll be back here, hopefully, next week for some more TK Jingling.
Every week I sit here in my kitchen, working on a brand new show for you, just for you. Pat myself on the back and laughing.
If you think that it stinks, well, I guess that might be true.
Stinks
when I start to blast.
Stinks
All those annoying ads.
Stinks.
Like a relaxing schwitz. When will I retire that bit?
Stinks.
Every week.
Stinks.
Well, that's tongue in cheek, cause I actually think this podcast is pretty cool.
Go to the main two questions, which is how much and when will it start?
Your house in
the
upper northwest. I'm just going to say 23 inches when the whole thing is said and done.
Hear that, people? That wasn't a range. That was a number for those not paying attention.
Can I get out
on
my?
I don't give ranges.
Can I get out on my deck and grill?
23.6 inches.
23.6.
Can I grill? Will I be
get
able
out
to
the
grill?
Stick.